I'm Pastor Salem, and I want to welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. And we're always happy when the weeks roll by and we can come back and visit you. And we're always thankful that you open the door for us and let us come in. And just think of us as a friend, as a brother and brothers and sisters in Christ. And we're just gathering here on earth, all over the earth, but we're really gathering around the throne of God. And our thoughts are on the Father in heaven and on His wonderful Son, Jesus. And we're all the body of Christ worshiping the Lord together. Isn't that wonderful? And someday when the Lord comes again and takes us to be with Him, we'll all be together in heaven. And won't that be something? Now we're reading from John chapter 10, starting with the 27th verse. And in this passage, Jesus is telling us how secure we are in Him. And by the way, our sermon today is going to be on, can I lose my salvation? And the answer is, no, you cannot. And so Jesus is, he's talking about that in this passage. And in our prayer today, we're going to pray for the Christians in Zaire. Every week we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in foreign countries that are suffering for the Lord, many of them giving their life. And so we're going to pray for the people in Zaire. So first of all, this is what Jesus tells us in John chapter 10, beginning with the 27th verse. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful scripture your Son gave us, your Son Jesus gave us when he was here among us, and how he tells us of the security we have in the Lord Jesus, and how he holds us and you hold him, and we are secure for time and eternity. And so we just pray that everyone will have that assurance, because, Lord, they have no hope at all unless they have Jesus in their life. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord, you've told us that. And so, hey, may they many call on you today. And by that we mean they call on you to save them. They ask, dear Jesus, please come into my heart and forgive me for my sins. And dear Jesus, they will need to pray. I pray that I'll turn from my evil ways the best I can. And I'll serve you the best I can. And I'll walk in the paths of righteousness the best I can. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll just give me, help me to believe your word. And then help me to tell others. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving my soul. And I'm going to tell you, friends, you'll have everlasting life. And your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you die, you'll be with Jesus. So you just get to Jesus and love him and trust him and lean on him. Dear Lord, we just pray now that you'll be with those who are on beds of sickness and those who are shut in and those who can't get around and can't get about, and help them to know you're there. You care for them and love them. And we will be careful to give you the thanks and the praise. Now bless us in the message. It'll follow in a minute. And use it to honor your name. That's what we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.